This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
That was Nate Smith. Nate Smith has a history of losing things, as he talked to us about in a recent conversation.
I'm looking for my car keys, actually. I put them on top of my roof of my car at the gas station like an idiot. And, like, I drove off, and, like, I've been driving down the freeway trying to find them.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. What a gigantic pain in the ass that is.
This is bad. This is bad, guys.
Nate Smith and Tammy are texting chums. He's never found those keys, has he?
Nope, he never did. I asked him a few months later, and he was like, nope, never did find them.
Turns out Nate Smith has kind of a habit of losing things.
So Nate Smith just posted what he called story time. As he was traveling, he ended up losing his carry-on. He realized after he had used the restroom that he didn't have his carry-on with him as he's traveling. So he traced back his steps, went to the bathroom. There happened to be a bathroom attendant there at the airport. He asked the guy if he had seen it. He said he hadn't. He said the bathroom attendant came out and said, dude, what if you never actually had it in the bathroom? Maybe you need to retrace your steps. So that's exactly what he did. He went from place to place, thought he was never going to see it again, when an airline employee helped him find it actually at security, is where he forgot to grab it after he went through.
Happens all the time.
It does.
I had something similar to that happen, but a much more lame result. I was flying back, my most recent trip, I was flying back, and I realized that I don't have my backpack. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, okay, you know, I'm in the air at this point. So my mind is frantically trying to retrace. Oh my God, I'm sure it's at the restaurant. I had lunch at before. What am I going to do? I have to call the restaurant when I land. Da-da-da-da-da. I got all my things, my computer, my da-da-da-da, my keys. What am I going to do? Move my leg an inch under my seat. It was under my seat.
Oh, that's good.
Nate Smith will be here. He doesn't lose anything, like his agenda or his itinerary or his boarding pass, his vehicle, for all we know. Nate Smith's going to be part of our Country Fest March 22nd at Gallagher Square. Going to go ahead and call him a co-headliner along with Justin Moore. Warren Zeiters is also a part of that, as our local favorites, the Morgan Lee Band. Get your tickets right now for that March 22nd show at Gallagher Square at KSON.com. Right now, we need you to call up at 833-287-1037. Speaking of great shows, we got Dierks Bentley coming to town with Zach Top. North Island Credit Union Amphitheater later on this year. You'll be there just by taking on Tammy and Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. 833-287-1037. Call now to play John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON. As a person that's about to get in an airplane, take a little break from life, I'm a little freaked out by all the airplane incidences that have been happening lately, including the most recent, the Delta flight from Minneapolis to Toronto that crash landed. Thank God everyone's alive, but the plane turned upside down. It burst into flames. It's amazing that no one is dead from this crash. And just listen to this survivor who's just so thankful to be alive.
Oh my God. Yo, I was just on this plane. Oh my God. Yo, I was just on this plane.
The disbelief, like he can't believe that that just happened, which is, I think, what most of us would be thinking, like, is this real?
We're in Toronto. We just landed. Our plane crashed. It's upside down. Fire department's on site. We're upside down. Everybody, most people appear to be okay. We're all getting off. Some stuff going on.
So that is obviously one of the passengers standing outside his plane, which is upside down.
I know. We shared the video on John and Tammy's Facebook. That's why he made the recording as he was walking away from it. It's wild.
All the accounts of this crash are wild.
Skidded like on our side and then flipped over on our back. So where we ended up, there was like a big fireball out the left side of the plane. We kind of let ourselves go and fell to hit the ceiling, which is surreal feeling. And then everybody was just like, get out, get out, get out. We could smell like jet fuel.
I don't even know if I could ever even go to an airport, let alone fly in an airplane after experiencing something like that.
Well, I would see in my mind, this is my take on it, how I feel, that you just went through something that most people never will. So your odds are pretty good that it's never going to happen again.
I guess it's a really
that's
a
how
logical
I
way of thinking about it. Me, it's like, nope, I'll drive. Mm-hmm. I don't care if I have to drive to Europe. I'll figure out a way. Mm-hmm. Somehow, some way, I'll figure it out. What I'm blown away about more than anything in this story, more than the fact that this happened, that the plane went upside down, that no one got killed. I mean, minor injuries. It's miraculous. It's shocking. But the most thing that stands out for me is just the calm demeanor of the air traffic controllers describing it as it happens.
This airplane just crashed at 23. Flight 1 medevac. I got no traffic here, so just let me know what you'd like to do. We just had a crash on runway 23 here.
Yeah, we've got it. The aircraft is upside down and burning.
I mean, they're sounding like they're talking about what happened on TV last night.
But that's what they have to do. If they were screaming and freaking out.
Maybe me. Maybe me.
At 8:30 this morning, we're actually going to have someone in studio who was a flight crew member for many years and what it's like, because those are the real heroes in this whole situation, because the plane's upside down. The pilot can't do anything. It's up to the crew to make sure that everybody gets out and is safe.
John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Let's go to Leia in San Carlos. Hey, Leia.
Hi.
Hey, would you do me a favor, please, and kick Tammy out of the studio?
Tammy, we'll see you in a little bit.
All right. Good luck.
Leia, I got 5 pop culture questions. You get more right than Tim, you get $100 thanks to a garage door and gate store, Main Street and Lakeside for custom gates and garage door. Who?
Mary.
Selena Gomez just bought a mansion with her fiancé, Benny Blanco, so let's play the high-low game. The mansion they bought is worth $25 million. Is that too high or is that too low?
Too low.
A list of celebs whose attitude have affected their careers include Charlie Sheen. What sitcom was Charlie Sheen fired from because his life got in the way? P.S. He was the highest paid actor on TV when this went down.
2 and a Half Men.
Also on that list is Megan Fox, who was fired from this movie about cars that are actual aliens. What's it called?
That I don't know.
And finally, Sarah Michelle Gellar crossed off another parenting first thanks to her 12-year-old son. She got her first phone call from school that he needed to go to ER to get stitches on his head. Sarah currently stars in the latest version of this super popular series on Showtime. What is it?
I'll just go with Buffy the Vampire Slayer because that's what I know her as.
Let's get Tam back in. So, Leia, what's happening with you today? Where are you driving off to?
I'm coming home from the gym.
So that means you got to the gym. I'm going to say you got to the gym at, what, 4:45?
Yeah.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Are you insane?
I wake up at 4:14 every day.
You get up at 4:14.
4:14.
Not 4:15, not 4:10. Why 4:14?
Just gives me enough time to get dressed, brush my teeth for 2 minutes, and take my pre-workout.
I am so impressed with you. And you do that every day, 7 days a week? You get up at 4:14 in the morning?
Mostly Monday through Friday.
Wow. Yeah, give
I'll sleep until like 5:15.
I was going to say, give yourself a break on the weekends.
Leia did 3 out of 5, Tam, and she's got a good workout in, and she got a whole day ahead of her now.
Nice.
Of course, she'll be in bed by 4:30 this afternoon, but
by 8.
8. Good for you. Matt Dillon had a birthday this week. He was going after Cameron Diaz in the movie There's Something About Who.
Mary.
That's right. Leia knew that 1-1. Selena Gomez just bought a mansion with her fiance, Benny Blanco. So let's play the high-low game. The mansion is worth $25 million. Is that too high or too low?
Oh, I don't know. Too low.
Too low is right. It's worth $35 million. Good for them. 2-2.
I was going to ask just a quick question. Did you see his Benny Blanco's Valentine's gift for Selena Gomez? We haven't talked about this.
Okay, we have to talk about the tub full of queso dip, which was so disgusting.
What is happening?
He bought her a tub of
queso. He filled his bathtub
with queso dip?
Yes.
God, I think I might marry him.
I just feel so bad for whoever had to clean that out.
That's all I could think about.
Did they bathe in it or did they just eat out of it?
I don't know.
He had like a trail of chips leading up to it.
I mean, okay. 2-2, a list of celebrities whose attitude have affected their careers includes Charlie Sheen. What sitcom was Charlie Sheen fired from because his life got in the way? Oh, by the way, he was the highest paid actor on TV when this went down.
2 and a Half Men.
That's right. Leia knew that. 3-3. Also on that list, Megan Fox, who was fired from this movie about cars that are actual aliens. What's that called?
Why am I having such a brain? I don't know.
Transformers.
Oh, Transformers. Duh.
Leia couldn't come up with it either.
I was thinking a cartoon in my head for some reason.
Still 3-3. And finally, Sarah Michelle Gellar crossed off another parenting first thanks to her 12-year-old son. Got a phone call from school that he needed to go to ER to get stitches on his head. Sarah currently stars in the latest version of this super popular series on Showtime. What is it?
What is she in? I have no idea.
She is in the reboot of Dexter. I would have accepted that or Dexter Original Sin. Today, we finish with a tie. And unfortunately, Leia, all ties go to Tammy. So you're not going to be able to get any of Tammy's money this morning, but we still have a great prize for you.
You are going to see Dierks Bentley and Zach Topp at North Island Credit Union Amphitheater June 19th.
I really need to know why someone would fill up a tub full of queso dip.
We'll talk about it later.
Okay, all right. Leia, have a wonderful day. Appreciate you working out so early, starting your day so early, and starting your day with us. And especially thank you for playing Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Thank you.
Tammy mentioned on Valentine's Day, very charming story, that instead of a loving dinner with her husband, she had a loving dinner with her husband and her daughter. A loving gourmet dinner of frozen pizza.
Red Baron frozen pizza.
Of course, me being the alleged food snob I am.
You are.
Which proves it, because the first thing I thought was Red Baron. Mm-hmm. Point is, that was your favorite pizza when you were young.
Sure.
And you just felt, what the heck? It's nostalgia. It's Valentine's. Mm-hmm. It's family. Let's rock the old Red Baron. I would have gone with I don't think it exists anymore. I would have gone with the Tombstone Double Top Pizza, mm-hmm. which explains my physique.
I mean, we were talking about foods that bring back memories, right? You would never go out and buy this food now as an adult for yourself. But when you're in a certain situation, it's like a super treat.
Tammy, you're so exactly right. My college roommate Brent and I, we had zero money when we graduated college together. We both had a ton of jobs. I was just starting in radio. So we would literally scrounge our change together. We'd walk down to the Spur, which was a gas station / convenience store. Mm-hmm. We'd get a Tombstone Double Top Pizza. Mm-hmm. We'd pour Frank's Red Hot on it, and we'd play Sega hockey. That was my life. Yes. I haven't had a Tombstone Double Top Pizza since then.
And if somebody brought it out, if you were somewhere right now, you would absolutely do it.
That's a great memory.
So I asked my husband, Kurt, what his food would be, his nostalgia food.
They had my way with some Oreo cookies back in the day and Captain Crunch.
So you wouldn't go out and buy Oreo cookies right now. But if you were hanging out at somebody's house and they brought out the Oreo cookies, you'd be like, oh, yeah, I can have some of those.
Yeah, I would have to challenge myself to eat just two.
Kurt just made me think of another one. I loved these when I was a kid. And I was at Denault's Hardware, my favorite place to go. They sell dots, the candy dots.
I know you love dots.
But I never would buy them myself. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, I'd like just 4 or 5 dots. And you can't, and then you spend 4 or 5 days getting them out of your teeth. Mm-hmm. But I mean, that's another nostalgia food that I would totally never buy for myself. But if someone's got a box of dots, I'm going to tear into it.
You're all over it. I also asked my best friend, Darcy, yesterday.
Was there a food, when you have it, you're like, okay, it's a fun food, but I would never buy it for myself? Like pizza rolls or anything like that?
Oh, probably like Cocoa Pebbles or Captain Crunch.
Okay.
With the berries.
The cereal.
Yes.
You would
yes.
never buy it on your own.
No, God, no.
But if you were visiting someone
and they had it and they offered it to me, heck yes.
All in.
All in.
God, Darcy's I know. Right on again. Gave me another one. Freaking Crunchberry. Mm-hmm. I'm more of a peanut butter crunch guy, but I would never buy that. But if I'm a guest in someone's home and they say, would you like a bowl of peanut butter crunch? I'd say, oh my God, I would.
Yes, how big is the bowl? I'm the same way with pizza rolls. I would never buy pizza rolls on my own, but if people have pizza rolls, I'm all in it. 833-287-1037. A nostalgia food that now you're like, I'm not buying that. But man, if somebody has it at their house, I'm all in.
Tammy's willing to burn the roof of her mouth again on a pizza roll.
Totino's pizza rolls.
Totino's pizza rolls. 833-287-1037. This has to spur a memory for you. Let us know what's on your mind. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON. Sydney and OB, you would never buy this food, but it has such a wonderful feeling of nostalgia for you. What is that?
Pop Rocks.
Can you even buy Pop Rocks anymore?
Yes, you can. You can get them at these little like corner liquor stores or dollar stores.
Are you sure they're Pop Rocks?
Well, they act like Pop Rocks.
They act like Pop Rocks. Yeah, big warning. Make sure it says Pop Rocks on the box.
By the way, put some Pop Rocks in maybe some of your alcoholic beverages. Turn that nostalgic food into a now food.
Really?
Jell-O shooters. Top your Jell-O shooters.
Look at you both. Oh. Here's what you don't want to do, though. Ooh. Don't do what Andy Gallo did at my 10-year-old birthday party. Don't put Pop Rocks in your goldfish bowl because it'll kill your fish.
Yes.
Thanks, okay. Andy Gallo.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
God, thanks, Debbie Downer.
I know.
All right. You guys are so fun. Love you in the morning.
Thank you back.
Thank you, Sydney. We love you, too. Jeff and Escondido, a food you would never buy right now, but if you were somewhere and they had this food, it brings back so much nostalgia, you would eat it.
So this one's kind of random, and it's from, like John said, the gas station, and it's kind of like your pizza pockets, but they used to sell these pizza sticks at the corner market by my store when I was growing up, and they were just little sticks of pizza, and they were delicious. I haven't been able to find them since I was a kid.
Pizza sticks.
That's awesome.
Because a piece of pizza might just be too much. You might just need a pizza stick.
Well, it's almost like a Hot Pocket, right? Like, it's like a long, like it's filled with pizza filling. It's like a little breadstick, but it's got pizza filling. They were delicious.
Thanks, Jeff. Jamie and Ramona, what food will bring back nostalgia for you? You wouldn't necessarily buy it now, but you'd eat it now.
Oh, my God. It would be the Little Debbie's oatmeal cream pies.
I
remember those.
Pies.
My mom and dad never bought that stuff for us, man. Maybe a Twinkie once in a while if I was good. Maybe a Hostess fruit pie.
Yeah.
Remember those? I don't think they make those anymore. But, yeah, Little Debbie oatmeal cakes. I always got so jealous when my friends at lunch had them, and I had lame gourmet Italian food. Thanks, Mom.
The zebra cakes, I think, were the best. The zebra cakes.
Oh, my gosh. Or the Nutter Butters.
Sure.
They were always something within there.
Yep. Thank you, honey. Martin and El Cajon, a food you wouldn't necessarily buy now, but, man, if it was in front of you, it'd bring back so much nostalgia, you'd eat it.
Well, there isn't, because here's the thing. I'm going to ask you guys, are you too cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs? Because I say that because, you know what, you guys, if you want to eat it, go buy it. What the heck? When there's good stuff, I can't do it all the time, but I don't overindulge. I mean, if there were a weakness, it would be chocolate chip cookies, hot, fresh, baked chocolate chip cookies. But every once in a while, I break loose and do it anyway.
Because you're an adult,
thanks,
right?
Martin. I absolutely love this conversation, and I kind of agree with Martin. I want to do all this stuff now.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care. Why? Why think about doing it? Just do it. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If you have a locked AT&T phone, we're here with bolt cutters. T-Mobile will help pay off your locked phone and give you a new 5G phone for free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrier freedom.
Via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax and a $10 device connection charge. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement as due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm getting a bunch of grief this morning. What a shock. Here we go again. Jessica came up to me and said, John, why did you send an email to the entire company asking if they wanted your wood? Not quite accurate. Thank you.
I mean, basically is what you were asking. No, you were telling everybody about your wood.
So, backstory. I'm not sure you are aware of this, but I'm moving right now.
No.
And I don't have my fire pit any longer. The place where I'm going does not allow fire pits.
Sure.
So, I have no need, and I'm not a camper, so I have no need for the fire starter logs that we got for my fire pit. I had three big ones left. Okay. And it just seems stupid
to let that big wood go to waste?
It's not even real wood. Are we 10 years old here? Well, so I just said, I'm like, you know
what? Anyone want my wood?
I just know people here, A, like to camp, B, have fire pits. So I put it company-wide, all San Diego, it's called, throughout the building, saying, hey, I've got these fire logs. They're yours if you want them. Absolutely free. I'll bring them to you on Tuesday. That's all. Not who wants my wood. Which I believe could get me fired.
Yeah. My husband comes up to me. He's like, why is John emailing about his wood? And I said, well.
You know what I'm finding out during this move that I didn't, I'm frankly quite surprised by? It's really difficult to give things away. Even if it's just free, I take it. Mm-hmm. People are like, nah, that's okay.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, they're old schoolish, but they still work perfectly. Two speakers, surround sound, stereo, a center speaker, a subwoofer, and a receiver that I can't give away.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, thanks to sales guy George, yeah, who was very gracious in accepting my wood, my fire starters.
Okay, good.
And really, you know, he's a happy camper.
Really going to be in
He is a happy camper. You are the one that took it there. I just want to get rid of my I almost said morning wood. I just wanted to get rid of my fire starter log. This has gone in a horrible direction.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Marissa is in Escondido. What's up, Marissa?
Hi, how are you?
Marissa, I'm really, really good. Thank you for asking. Would you please do me a favor and kick Tammy out of our studio?
All right, Tammy, you got to go.
All right, good luck.
Marissa, I've got five pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tam, you get $100 thanks to a Garage Door and Gate Store, Main Street and Lakeside. For custom gates and garage doors, a garagedoorandgatestore.com. I want to remind you also that all ties go to Tammy, okay?
Okay.
Drew Baldridge gave Cody Johnson a customized saddle to thank him for letting him open for him on his tour. Cody's biggest song is called Till You What?
Till You Marry Me.
Marissa, we just met. Following the Super Bowl halftime show, Kendrick Lamar became the first rapper to have three top 10 albums in the same week. What city was the host of the Super Bowl?
New Orleans.
Conservatives are upset about the MAGA hat wearing character Tom Hanks played on SNL's 50th anniversary special. How many Oscars for acting has Tom Hanks won? Two, three, or one?
Two?
Selena Gomez and her fiancé just bought a $35 million mansion. Is Selena worth more or less than $1 billion?
More.
And finally, John Party is offering snippets of his clues for his new music. What was John's first number one song? Dirt in My Boots, Head Over Boots, or Heartache on the Dance Floor?
Dirt in My Boots.
Let's get Tam back in. All right, Marissa. Wow me. What you got going on today?
Just getting my kids to school.
I mean, after that, something exciting? Something just for Marissa, maybe?
You know what? Just keeping the house clean and getting the kids from school later.
So you're describing the life of every mom.
Exactly.
All right. Well, I hope you get some you time eventually, Marissa. Marissa did 3 out of 5, Tam.
Nice job, Marissa.
I should also say for every stay-at-home dad, not to be sexist. Lots of dads do that, too.
It should be work from home, mom, work from home, dad, because you're doing a lot of work.
Exactly. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, stay at home sounds like,
it does. Like, yeah. I'm going to watch soap operas today. Yeah.
And back to you, Tammy. Drew Baldridge gave Cody Johnson a customized saddle to thank him for letting him open up for him on his tour. Cody's biggest song is called Till You What?
Till You Can't.
You know, I liked that song, and then my dad passed, and now I love that song.
Mm-hmm.
It's 1-0. Marissa did not know. Following the Super Bowl halftime show, Kendrick Lamar became the first rapper to have 3 top 10 albums in the same week. What city was the host of the Super Bowl?
New Orleans.
That is right. 2-1. Marissa knew that. Conservatives are upset. I should say some conservatives are upset about the MAGA hat-wearing character Tom Hanks played on SNL's 50th anniversary special. How many Oscars for acting has Tom Hanks won? 2, 3, or 1?
Let's go with 2.
2 is right. You know the movies for extra credit?
I think probably Philadelphia.
Definitely.
Did he win one for Sully? No.
Forrest Gump.
Forrest Gump,
and
yes.
more impressively, back-to-back years.
Mm.
It's 3-2. Marissa knew that. Selena Gomez and her fiancé just put a $35 million mansion. Is Selena worth more or less than $1 billion?
I'm going to say less.
Benny Blanco, you magnificent SOB. Selena's worth $1.4 billion. And I am a huge fan of hers since Only Murders in the Building. She's amazing on that show. All right, it's now 3-3 because Marissa knew that. Tammy, John Party is offering snippets of clues for his new music's first number one song, Dirt on My Boots, Head Over Boots, or Heartache on the Dance Floor.
Dirt on My Boots?
Marissa are on the same page today. You both said that, but you're both wrong. Head Over Boots. The other Boots song is John Party's first number one. Okay, we finish with a tie. 3-3. No money for you today from Tammy, Marissa, but a great prize.
You have tickets now to go see Dierks Bentley along with Zach Top at North Island Credit Union Amphitheater on June
19th. Yes! Yes! Thank you so much.
All right, Marissa. Obviously, you're very excited. Enjoy the show. We know that you will. And thank you for playing Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Thank you so much.
So I was texting with a friend of mine, Curtis. He's a pilot. And we were talking about the whole situation that happened in Toronto.
In case you don't know what that's about, a Delta flight from Minneapolis crash-landed in Toronto. Actually, the plane went upside down, caught on fire. Everyone's alive, few injuries.
So I was just texting with my friend Curtis about it. And he said, obviously, I can't say to what caused it or what happened. But when the actual crash happened, the pilots aren't really doing blank. Well, the plane is upside down, so the pilot can't do anything. And he mentioned 100% of the credit goes to the cabin crew evacuating everyone quickly and safely.
So
and
anybody can talk to a pilot, Scott.
Yeah, yes.
But frankly, they can't talk to us.
Right.
Especially about something like this. But you used to be a member.
I was a flight attendant, yes.
You were a flight attendant. Mm-hmm. So can you first of all, can you verify that what he says is in fact true? Is the sole responsibility of the passengers at that point your responsibility?
Yeah, if you're cabin crew, the first thing you would do is put on a new pair of pants.
Yes.
Because I promise you that they were absolutely freaked out.
Sure.
And typically you do wait for the captain to tell you to evacuate the plane. You're trained for that.
Yeah.
In a situation like that, you're upside down, you're just getting off the plane. Because I assume that the communications are gone. And the biggest part, the thing that people don't really understand, you know when they say, do the cross-check and arm the doors?
Mm-hmm.
Arming the doors is simply making sure that the slide is ready to deploy.
Oh, interesting.
And so there's a big, it almost looks like an old-fashioned electric lever that you push down, and what you're doing is you're literally arming the door. There are little charges on the bolts that will explode and pop off, and then the slide will shoot out the side of the plane.
Wow.
The thing that I noticed, by the way, you don't go through training and learn how to evacuate the plane upside down. There's training for water, so you're trained on pushing people with your arms out to the front of the plane. But when you're upside down, my first thought was the slides didn't deploy. So did they have to disarm?
Oh, door? Because they're going to come out the wrong way.
Yeah.
They're going to come up on top of everybody.
If those slides deployed, they would literally be on top of everyone. That, so I just don't know what happened. You can't train for that. And it would be your responsibility immediately to get everybody off. I'm not allowed to say where I used to work, but I know that how those people on that plane were trained.
Okay.
Gotcha. And you heard them repeating, leave everything, get out. Leave everything, get out. You just repeat that. You repeat
because
that.
Because people don't listen.
No, they try to get their carry-on bags. And I know a lot of people are in shock. You're just grabbing and going, no, get off the plane. Don't. This is why there's nothing in the aisle.
Our boss, Scott, is before he was our boss, long time before, he was a flight attendant, a member of the cabin crew. So obviously you just said you've never had any kind of training for this. What is the most, I don't want to say afraid, but concerned you were on a flight?
Anytime that there would be smoke in the cabin.
Oh, geez. Okay?
Which doesn't only one flight. I remember where it was. I was on my way to Toronto, and I happened to be flying one of the mechanics that I knew really, really well. I smelled what I thought was smoke, and it could have been an oven, could have been a little piece of something that was left in there, and it concerned me. So very cool. Very cool. I would say, hey, man, can you come up here? I want to show you something. Mm-hmm. Knowing that he's a mechanic, he may not know exactly what's going on. I was like, what's that smell?
Yeah.
And we were both trying to figure it out. And he says, I think it's just the heater. I think it's okay. And we called the captain and they did checklists and everything. Fire in the cabin is the thing that you're most afraid of.
So there's 80 plus people that are alive today due to the flight crew.
The cabin crew. You bet. And I want to say again, because I do this every time I fly, I look around to see who's paying attention to when they're talking and nobody is. Yeah. This is why and I know we've all heard it 100 times, but it doesn't matter. It kind of solidifies it in your mind again, that if they're saying something you need to do, you need to pay attention.
Well, it's also rude. I mean, you can go to the same restaurant 50 times, know the exact menu front to back. If your server comes, you're still going to look them in the eye. You're still going to say, I'd like this, please. I'd like this. Thank you. This is their job.
Mm-hmm. I get it. I know that there are a lot of frequent flyers. The thing that people need to remember, though, is that just because you're on a 737 doesn't mean it's the exact same kind of 737 that you've flown four other times. There's so many different variants. One thing I always do pay attention to is where are the exits?
Yeah.
That's what I know every time that I get on a plane. Mm-hmm. I'm going to know where the exits are, and then I will trust the cabin crew because they are trained. That's the number one thing that they're there for. Truly, we spent one day on serving. One day. And the rest of the month was all safety. About safety. 100%.
Wow. One of the best memes I ever saw was a flight attendant said, the only one paying attention to me during the safety demonstration, and it was a dog who was sitting in the seat and looking at everyone else had their head down or, you know, going through something. Yeah, I thought that was great.
Scott, thanks for clearing that up.
You bet.
John and Tammy, San Diego's Country Station, 103.7 KSON.